From the University of Kansas, this is KPR, Kansas Public Radio.
This month's KPR Community Spotlight is on the Resource Center for Independent Living, working with individuals, families, and communities to promote independent living and individual choice to persons with disabilities. More info at rcilinc.org.
It's 87 degrees in Lawrence, 86 in Topeka. It is 3:06. This is Kansas Public Radio.
You're listening to All Things Considered from NPR News.
From the University of Kansas, this is KPR, Kansas Public Radio. We broadcast at 91.5 FM in Lawrence, 91.3 FM in Junction City. Online, you will always find us streaming at kansaspublicradio.org. In the next half hour, we have news headlines awaiting you at 3:30. Then we will talk about the role of Pakistan in the conflict between the U.S. and Iran. That will be coming your way at approximately 3:40. Before we get to 4 o'clock, back 75 years ago, a terrible, terrible natural catastrophe throughout the region, the flood of 1951, and it was on this day in 1951 that those floodwaters hit Kansas City, the entire region kind of inundated, but it was on this day that something terrible happened in Kansas City. Frank Morris remembers and tells us about a new exhibit at the Kansas City Public Library discussing it. It's all coming up on KPR.
Support for KPR comes from Security Benefit, providing Kansas teachers and educators nationwide with retirement plans and investment options, and funding the Kansas Teacher of the Year program. More information at securitybenefit.com.
Our mission at KPR is providing listeners with quality arts and information programming across Kansas and beyond. But to do our jobs better, we want to hear from you. How do you use KPR programming? How do you use the KPR website? Take our annual media and technology survey. Let us know how we can serve you better. Make your voice heard today at kansaspublicradio.org. 87 degrees in Lawrence, 89 in Manhattan. The time is 3:20, and this is Kansas Public Radio.
The FIFA World Cup is almost over. France, Spain, England, and Argentina are the final four still kicking. Argentina has won the tournament three times, and England, not in six decades. But up first is France and Spain, as the two powerhouses meet Tuesday for the first time in 2 years, and the world will be watching. Results and analysis on the next morning edition from NPR News.
Join us tomorrow morning beginning at 5 o'clock on your KPR stations for Morning Edition. Your hosts will be A. Martinez, Michelle Martin, and Jay Schaefer.
Support for KPR comes from the Lawrence Times, an online news publication covering Lawrence and Douglas County since 2021, with a goal of maintaining open news access for all. News and more at lawrencekstimes.com.
News headlines are coming up next. It's 86 degrees in Topeka, 88 in Abilene, and the time is 3:30.
Colorado's seen some of its largest wildfires ever this year.
You're listening to NPR News.
For Kansas Public Radio News, I'm Laura Lorson. Tomorrow is the final day to register for the Kansas primary election. State House reporter Zach Boblett explains.
Eligible voters have until 11:59 Tuesday night to register online. Voters can also register in person at their county election office. While unaffiliated voters won't cast ballots in Republican or Democratic primaries, all voters will be able to voice support for or against a constitutional amendment on the way Kansas Supreme Court justices are selected. A no vote keeps the current system in place. A yes vote creates a new election process. The primary election takes place on August 4th. At the Kansas State House, I'm Zach Boblett.
The Kansas State Board of Education will vote later this week on two separate measures to comply with new state laws. The first vote relates to a new statewide cell phone ban in schools. The board will establish the process for school districts to certify their compliance with the ban. Another vote would establish a complaint form for people to report student walkout protests that they believe violate a new state law. That new law restricts students' ability to conduct walkouts with heavy fines for districts if the state finds they have encouraged the protests. The state BOE will meet tomorrow and Wednesday in Topeka. University of Kansas researchers have developed an artificial intelligence chatbot to help connect Kansas families to autism resources. But funding for the program is now in jeopardy. Federal funding is scheduled to end later this year, and researchers are looking for other funding options. KU research professor Jay Buzzart says the program gets families accurate information quickly.
Time is of the essence, and they need to get services, they need to get intervention support, therapy, as fast as they can, because we know that the earlier interventions start, the better outcomes they'll have.
The free tool keeps users anonymous to protect their privacy. The chatbot's knowledge is limited to autism resources in Kansas. The information is vetted by humans to ensure accuracy. Sunny skies for the entire week throughout the KPR listening area. Tonight, we're expecting a low in the upper 60s. The time is 3:35.
For our economy, Larry Ellison is the money behind this mega deal. He's the co-founder of Oracle, one of the richest people on earth, an advisor and financial supporter of the president. His son, David Ellison, Hollywood producer, has given money to Democrats, but has celebrated Trump and brought in a new editor-in-chief at CBS News when they took over CBS and Paramount just last summer. CBS, you know, would be perhaps under the same umbrella as CNN, which is currently part of Warner Brothers Discovery. That new editor-in-chief has criticized the mainstream media for being too anti-Trump, and several correspondents have left the network, been fired or resigned, criticizing her for bias.
How could the suit threaten the deal?
Well, unless Paramount gets it dismissed quickly, this could tie up the deal. It could force concessions or trip it up entirely. There's still some regulatory things that are needed in this country and abroad. But any delay is costly. Starting in October, Paramount will have to pay Warner Brothers Discovery shareholders about $650 million every 90 days the acquisition is delayed. And a $7 billion if the deal falls through. This litigation could take a long time to play out.
NPR Media correspondent David Flick, thanks so much.
You bet.
This is All Things Considered from NPR News.
At Morning Edition, we know asking guests direct questions leads to more complete answers. Questions such as,
how significant is that?
Why did it get to be so difficult?
And what do you think is going to happen next?
To really understand what's happening, you have to understand why it's happening in the first place. Get the answers with us every weekday on Morning Edition from NPR News.
You can hear Morning Edition tomorrow, 5 to 9 a.m. on your KPR stations. We are your place for NPR News from the University of Kansas, Kansas Public Radio, 91.5 FM in Lawrence, 96.1 FM in Lawrence, and many other frequencies scattered around the state, always streaming as well at kansaspublicradio.org.
Support for KPR comes from City Wine Market, specializing in wines for every palate and striving to help find customers' next bottle of wine since 2010. More information at citywinemarket.com.
Thanks for tuning in today. We are just about 12 minutes away from our next update of news headlines. In our next 30 minutes, we will talk about Lindsey Graham, senior senator from South Carolina. He died over the weekend at the age of 71. It was unexpected. We will take a look at his political legacy, especially in the area of foreign policy, coming up here on KPR.
Support for KPR comes from Heartland Community Health Center, where doctors, dentists, therapists, and more work together to provide health care for the whole person, welcoming all who need care. More information at heartlandhealth.org.
Mostly clear skies in the forecast tonight with a low in the upper 60s. Sunshine tomorrow with a high around 90. Get used to hearing sunny for the days and clear for the nights. For the next week or so, we're expecting highs right around 90 each day, lows in the upper 60s to lower 70s each night. This is KPR's All Things Considered. I'm Laura Lorson. The region's biggest catastrophe hit 75 years ago today when the Black Friday flood poured millions of gallons of toxic soup through neighborhoods into the heart of the region's industrial area. As Frank Morris reports, large and important parts of Kansas City never fully recovered from the 1951 flood, and the landscape has not been the same since.
There aren't many signs of the catastrophic floods, but Argentine and Armourdale never got back to their pre-flood vitality, and neither did the Kansas City stockyards. The whole central industrial district, where so many of the displaced had worked, started a long, slow decline. Shells of buildings sat mostly empty for decades, attracting a trickle of artists and designers, which has recently snowballed into a full-bore West Bottoms Renaissance. I'm Frank Morris.
The Kansas City Public Libraries exhibit the 1951 Kansas City flood 75 years later runs through the end of the year. This story was shared with us by our Kansas News Service partner, KCUR in Kansas City. You can see historic photos and more connected to the flood at our website, kansaspublicradio.org. Thank you so much for tuning in to KPR. We have news headlines coming your way in just about 4 minutes. Plenty more All Things Considered still to come. We are with you till 7 o'clock tonight.
Many met their maker in a watery grave. If your neighbor had a boat, well, you might have been saved.
89 degrees in Manhattan, 87 in Emporia, 88 in Chanute. You are listening to All Things Considered on Kansas Public Radio.
Bibles floating in the water, had to leave it all behind.
Support for NPR comes from the tech small businesses, from retailers to tradespeople. Progressive covers a variety of business needs with a range of coverages. More at progressivecommercial.com. And from the sustaining members of this NPR station.
For better or worse, summer always seems to throw everything off. But even when your schedule gets thrown, Morning Edition keeps the same hours. We're here for you every weekday morning from NPR News.
You can hear Morning Edition tomorrow, 5 to 9 a.m. on your KPR stations. We're live, we're local, we are Kansas Public Radio from the University of Kansas, KANU, and KANU HD1 Lawrence 91.5, KANH and KANH HD1 Emporia 89.7, KANV and KANV HD1 Olsburg Junction City 91.3, KANQ Chanute 90.3. Listen on the web at kansaspublicradio.org or tell your smart speaker to play Kansas Public Radio. News headlines coming up in 1 minute. It is 4 o'clock.
This is NPR.
From the University of Kansas, this is your place for NPR News, Kansas Public Radio.
Support for KPR comes from LMH Health Ortho Kansas, providing advanced orthopedic care to help patients stay healthy and active. More information is available at lmh.org/orthokansas.
89 degrees in Lawrence, 87 in Manhattan. It is 4:06. From the University of Kansas, this is KPR, Kansas Public Radio. We broadcast at 91.5 FM in Lawrence, 89.7 FM in Emporia, always streaming at kansaspublicradio.org. Thanks for joining us today. We will have news headlines for you in just about 12 minutes. It's going to happen at 4:30. At 4:36, NPR has learned that the Department of Health and Human Services will not be finalizing its most aggressive attempt to end gender-affirming care for youth nationally. Selena Simmons-Duffin has the exclusive. Plus, we are going to check in with some voters in Maine. Graham Plattner, who's a Democrat there, he was forced to end his U.S. Senate campaign last week. We'll talk with some of the voters about how they feel about the whole mess. Coming up on KPR. Stay with us.
Support for KPR comes from the University of Kansas, a constellation of campuses working to improve lives in Kansas and beyond through health research, public safety training, workforce development, natural resource protection, and more. Details at kansas.ku.edu.
Clear skies tonight with lows in the upper 60s. Sunshine tomorrow with a high around 90. Lows in the upper 60s tomorrow night. And starting on Wednesday, we go into a bit of a holding pattern with highs each day in the 90s and lows each night in the mid-70s all the way through Sunday. It's 89 degrees in Lawrence. It is 87 in Atchison. It's 89 in Abilene. The time is 4:20, and this is KPR. Join us tomorrow morning beginning at 5 o'clock on your KPR stations. 5 to 9 a.m. is the time. Morning Edition is the program from 5 to 9 a.m. You'll get the latest national, international, and regional news.
Support for KPR comes from Z's Divine Espresso, offering house-roasted coffees, bagels, and more via drive-thru or lobby at two Lawrence locations. Online ordering available at zsdivine.com.
News headlines are coming up next. The time is 4:30.
David Folkenflik, NPR News.
This is NPR.
For Kansas Public Radio News, I'm Laura Lorson. Governor Laura Kelly announced her selection for a vacancy on the Kansas Supreme Court this afternoon. J. Christopher Jayaram will be filling the seat formerly held by Chief Justice Marla Lugard, who has retired. Jayaram has served as a district court judge in Johnson County since 2021. He has an undergraduate degree from the University of Kansas and got his law degree from the Northwestern School of Law at Lewis and Clark College in Portland, Oregon. Tomorrow is the final day to register for the Kansas primary election. State House reporter Zach Boblett has more.
Eligible voters have until 11:59 Tuesday night to register online. Voters can also register in person at their county election office. While unaffiliated voters won't cast ballots in Republican or Democratic primaries, all voters will be able to voice support for or against a constitutional amendment on the way Kansas Supreme Court justices are selected. A no vote keeps the current system in place. A yes vote creates a new election process. The primary election takes place on August 4th. At the Kansas State House, I'm Zach Boblett.
The Kansas State Board of Education will vote later this week on two separate measures to comply with new state laws. The first vote relates to a new statewide cell phone ban in schools. The board will establish the process for school districts to certify their compliance with the ban. Another vote would establish a complaint form for people to report student walkout protests that they believe violate a new state law. That new law restricts students' ability to conduct walkouts with heavy fines for districts if the state finds that they have encouraged the protests. The State Board of Education meets tomorrow and Wednesday in Topeka. The forecast for northeast and east central Kansas, mostly clear skies tonight with a low in the upper 60s. Tomorrow sunny with a high right around 90 degrees. Tomorrow night clear with lows in the upper 60s. Highs in the lower 90s on Wednesday. The heat really starts to build in after that. On Thursday through Sunday, we're expecting a high each day in the mid-90s. No rain really in the forecast at all for the next 7 days. It's 89 degrees in Lawrence. It's 4:35.
Stories have been about so far this year. The answer was joy.
Like, it's the family, it's the joy.
The crafters reported higher levels of happiness and life.
That arts engagement was related to 4% slower aging rate.
Morning Edition brings you the news to keep you informed, but we also bring you something vital every weekday.
Join us tomorrow, 5 to 9 a.m. on your KPR stations for Morning Edition. From the University of Kansas, this is Kansas Public Radio, 91.5 FM in Lawrence, 99.5 FM in Manhattan, always online at kansaspublicradio.org. Thanks for joining us today. Coming up in our next half hour, an update of news headlines at 5:01. At 5:06, higher gas prices and rising inflation have been taking a toll on many Americans.
Sometimes it feels like we're running a marathon, and no matter how hard you work, you can't ever get to the finish line.
We're going to speak with some people from all around the nation about their financial struggles. That is coming up in just about, 16 minutes here on KPR. Stay tuned.
Support for KPR comes from the University of Kansas, where experts connect across a constellation of campuses and disciplines seeking breakthroughs to address complex health, safety, and economic challenges affecting people everywhere. Details at kansas.ku.edu.
Mostly clear skies tonight with a low in the upper 60s. Tomorrow, sunshine. Highs right around 90. Tomorrow night, clear. Lows in the upper 60s. Wednesday, more sun with highs in the lower 90s and lows Wednesday night. Only getting down to the mid-70s, so a real hot, dry stretch coming up here in northeast Kansas.
This is All Things Considered from NPR News.
Support for NPR comes from this station and from Schwab, offering the Schwab Teen Investor Account, where teens can gain hands-on investing experience. It's co-owned by parents and teens, so parents can monitor the account while teens learn how to invest. More at schwab.com. From Procter & Gamble, maker of Metamucil, made with psyllium, a plant-based fiber that helps support digestive health by trapping and removing waste. Designed to be taken every day. Learn more at metamucil.com. And from DuckDuckGo, a private search engine and browser. DuckDuckGo believes AI should be optional and private. Now with Duck.ai, users can chat privately with AI. Learn more at Duck.ai.
News stories don't start in a newsroom. They start when something happens, and people want to know why. On Morning Edition, we're here for your right to be curious. Listen every weekday morning on NPR.
Join us tomorrow, 5 to 9 a.m. on your KPR stations for Morning Edition. We're live, we're local, we are Kansas Public Radio from the University of Kansas, KANU and KANU HD1 Lawrence 91.5, KANH and KANH HD1 Emporia 89.7, KANV and KANV HD1 Olsburg Junction City 91.3, KANQ Chanute 90.3. Listen on the web at kansaspublicradio.org or tell your smart speaker to play Kansas Public Radio. The time is 5 o'clock.
.org. This is NPR.
From the University of Kansas, this is Kansas Public Radio.
Support for KPR comes from the Lawrence Public Library, offering the New York Times and Washington Post online, Ancestry.com, and more, all available with a library card. Card information at lplks.org.
88 degrees in Lawrence. Feels like it's 95. It's 89 degrees in Manhattan. It is 5:06.
From NPR News.
This is your place for NPR News from the University of Kansas, Kansas Public Radio, 91.5 FM in Lawrence, also at 89.9 FM in Atchison. We are always streaming at kansaspublicradio.org. Thanks for tuning in today. We will have an update of news headlines for you in just about 12 minutes at 5:30. Get the latest national, international, and regional news. Coming up at 5:36, we are going to talk about trouble in Memphis, Tennessee. Homeland Security investigations have been Well, there have been some shootings, and they have sort of been connected in various ways to Homeland Security investigations, so we are going to take a look at that. Before we get to 6 o'clock, 75 years ago, a terrible set of natural disasters hit this area, all connected to rainfall. And on this very day, 75 years ago, the Black Friday flood poured millions of gallons of water and chemicals and debris into Kansas City. Frank Morris will tell us all about it coming up on KPR.
Support for KPR comes from Cromwell Solar. Since 1982, installing backup power, such as automatic standby generators and backup battery systems for businesses and homes that can be used during storm season. More at CromwellSolar.com.
Mostly clear skies tonight with a low in the upper 60s. Sunshine tomorrow with a high around 90. It's going to be clear and dry for the next 7 days or so. The heat really starts pouring in on Thursday. It's 88 degrees in Lawrence and 86 in Topeka.
Support for NPR
is almost over. France, Spain, England, and Argentina are the final four still kicking. Argentina has won the tournament 3 times, and England, not in 6 decades. But up first is France and Spain, as the two powerhouses meet Tuesday for the first time in 2 years, and the world will be watching. Results and analysis on the next morning edition from NPR News.
Join us for Morning Edition, 5 to 9 a.m. tomorrow on your KPR stations with A. Martinez, Michelle Martin, and Jay Schaefer.
Support for KPR comes from the University of Kansas, where experts connect across a constellation of campuses and disciplines seeking breakthroughs to address complex health, safety, and economic challenges affecting people everywhere. Details at kansas.ku.edu.
Thanks so much for joining us. News headlines coming up in just about 35 seconds. It's 88 degrees in Lawrence, 89 in Manhattan. The time is 5:30.
Halted. Joseph Shapiro, NPR News.
You're listening to NPR.
For Kansas Public Radio News, I'm Laura Lorson. Governor Laura Kelly announced her selection for a vacancy on the Kansas Supreme Court this afternoon. K. Christopher Jayaram will fill the seat formerly held by Chief Justice Marla Lugert, who retired. Jayaram has an undergraduate degree from the University of Kansas and received his law degree from the Northwestern School of Law of Lewis and Clark College in Portland, Oregon. He has served as a district court judge in Johnson County since 2021. Tomorrow is the final day to register for the Kansas primary election. State House reporter Zach Boblett has the details.
Eligible voters have until 11:59 Tuesday night to register online. Voters can also register in person at their county election office. While unaffiliated voters won't cast ballots in Republican or Democratic primaries, all voters will be able to voice support for or against a constitutional amendment on the way Kansas Supreme Court justices are selected. A no vote keeps the current system in place. A yes vote creates a new election process. The primary election takes place on August 4th. At the Kansas State House, I'm Zach Boblett.
University of Kansas researchers have developed an artificial intelligence chatbot that helps connect Kansas families to autism resources. But funding for that program is now in jeopardy. Federal funding is scheduled to end later this year, and researchers are searching for other funding options. KU research professor Jay Buzzart says the program gets families accurate information quickly.
Time is of the essence, and they need to get services. They need to get intervention support therapy as fast as they can, because we know that the earlier interventions start, the better outcomes they'll have.
The free tool keeps users anonymous to protect their privacy. The chatbot's knowledge is limited to autism resources in Kansas, and the information is vetted by humans to ensure accuracy. Public health advisories have been issued for multiple lakes across the state of Kansas, including lakes in Douglas, Osage, Lyon, and Pottawatomie counties. State health officials say blue-green algae advisories are in effect for Clinton Lake in Lawrence, Malvern Outlet River Pond in Osage County, King Lake in Lyon County, and the Jeffrey Energy Center Makeup Lake in Pottawatomie County. Mostly clear skies in the forecast for northeast and east central Kansas for the next several days. Tonight we are expecting a low in the upper 60s. Sunny tomorrow with a high near 90. Clear tomorrow night with lows in the upper 60s. More sun on Wednesday, back into the lower 90s Wednesday night through Sunday. Mostly clear and hot with highs each day in the mid 90s and lows only getting down to the mid 70s. This is KPR and it's 5:35.
It's all things.
Join us tomorrow morning beginning at 5 o'clock on your KPR stations for Morning Edition. Get caught up on all the latest national, international, and regional news headlines.
Support for KPR comes from the 988 Suicide and Crisis Lifeline in Headquarters, Kansas, offering confidential crisis counseling by phone, text, and chat to Kansans in need 24 hours a day. Online at kansas988.org.
From the University of Kansas, this is KPR, Kansas Public Radio. We broadcast at 91.5 FM in Lawrence, 90.3 FM in Chanute. We are always online at kansaspublicradio.org. Thanks for tuning in. Up next, that story about the terrible flood of 1951. At 6:01, we'll get you an update of news headlines. Then at 6:06, an overview of the legacy of Senator Lindsey Graham, passed away at the age of 71 over the weekend. Came as a surprise. We'll talk about it coming up on KPR.
Support for KPR comes from Low Maintenance Landscape, building designs with hardy tropical plants. Project portfolio, plant library, and more information at lowmaintenancelandscape.net.
Mostly clear skies tonight with a low in the upper 60s. Tomorrow, sunshine with a high around 90 degrees. It's 10 minutes before 6 o'clock, and you are listening to KPR's All Things Considered. I'm Laura Lorson. The region's biggest catastrophe hit 75 years ago today, when the Black Friday flood poured millions of gallons of a toxic sort of soup through neighborhoods and into the heart of the region's industrial area. As Frank Morris reports, large and important parts of Kansas City never fully recovered from the 1951 flood, and the landscape has never been the same.
There aren't many signs that the catastrophic flood the displaced had worked started a long, slow decline. Shells of buildings sat mostly empty for decades, attracting a trickle of artists and designers, which has recently snowballed into a full-bore West Bottoms Renaissance. I'm Frank Morris.
The Kansas City Public Library's exhibit, The 1951 Kansas City Flood, 75 years later, runs through the end of the year. This story was shared with us by our Kansas News Service partner, KCUR in Kansas City. You can see historic photos and more connected to the flood at our website, kansaspublicradio.org. And the water gonna come, I have no place to stay. This is KPR, Kansas Public Radio. Thank you so much for tuning in today. News headlines are coming your way at 6:01. Lows in the upper 60s are expected tonight. Tomorrow, sunshine with a high around 90 degrees. Tomorrow night, clear with a low in the upper 60s. For Wednesday, sunny with a high in the lower 90s, and that's as cool as it's going to be for the next few days. Wednesday night through Sunday, clear skies, hot temperatures, lows only getting down to the mid-70s, and highs topping out in the mid-90s. You are listening to KPR.
Support for NPR comes from the station and from Fisher Investments. As a fiduciary, Fisher Investments is obligated to act in their clients' interest. Learn more at fisherinvestments.com. Investing in securities involves the risk of loss. From the Wallace Foundation, an independent, nonpartisan research foundation collaborating with grantees and partners in the arts, school leadership, and youth development. More at wallacefoundation.org. From Progressive, Progressive Commercial Insurance protects small businesses, from retailers to tradespeople. Progressive covers a variety of business needs with a range of coverages. More at progressivecommercial.com. And from the sustaining members of this NPR station.
On Morning Edition from NPR News, we report on history as we know it and as it's happening. Connect the latest headlines back to the past every morning on NPR.
You can hear Morning Edition from 5 to 9 a.m. tomorrow on your KPR stations. We're live, we're local, we are Kansas Public Radio from the University of Kansas, KANU and KANU HD1, Lawrence 91.5, KANH and KANH HD1, Emporia 89.7, KANV and KANV HD1, Olsburg Junction City 91.3, KANQ Chanute 90.3, K210CR Atchison 89.9, K258BT Manhattan 99.5, and at KansasPublicRadio.org. It's 6 o'clock.